To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Hey, good morning. It's 7:03 now. We've got mostly clear skies. It's 43 degrees, nice and chilly this morning. It's going to be sunny and nice today. We'll get to the low 60s by later this afternoon. Our top story this morning, our lieutenant governor rolls out his latest plan to lower property taxes.
Now listen up, Dan Patrick aiming his proposed relief at middle-aged taxpayers.
He's planning to see the senior exemption applied to those as young as 55.
Operation Double Nickel is the name of Patrick's new property tax plan. It would make homeowners 55 years and up eligible for homestead benefits set aside for seniors 65 and up.
Let's give people who turn 55 the same opportunity to get out of the appraisal business, to have their taxes frozen or their values frozen for the rest of their life, and pretty much not pay any school taxes. Why wait to 65?
Patrick says Double Nickel will be a top priority for the 2027 state legislature.
And this is so cost effective. From 65 to 55 will cost our budget about $1.3 billion. That is very doable.
Patrick adding that doing away with property taxes altogether could be paid for by raising the sales tax to 25 or 26 cents. From the 24-hour newsroom, Chris Fox, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
You're listening to the KRLD Morning News. I'm Joe Kelly, live at the Milestone Plumbing, Heating, and Electric 24-Hour Breaking News Center. Now, fewer commercial breaks every morning. This is your nonstop news, traffic, and weather 20-minute morning briefing on News Radio 1080 KRLD.
I'm John Little.
And I'm Heather Behrens. Following their sanctuary fire 17 months ago, First Baptist Church in Dallas is getting a huge gift from the family that owns Hobby Lobby.
It was last year that First Baptist in downtown Dallas saw its 134-year-old historic sanctuary destroyed in a fire. Robert Jeffers, senior pastor of the church, says the total estimated cost of the rebuilding is about $127 million, with insurance covering most of that.
We estimate that our responsibility will be about $27 million.
Says they were recently contacted by David Green, the CEO of Hobby Lobby, who was a fan of the church.
We will give up to $7 million if you can match with another $7 million. For a total of $14 million.
Jeffers says a family agreed to give another $7 million to match, which puts them in spitting distance of their goal. They hope for the new sanctuary to be done by 2028. From the 24-Hour News Center, Austin, York, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
The city of Fort Worth says the hospitality industry is a big old deal, and expanding its convention center would bring more business. So that's what they're doing.
Who are employed in various aspects of hosting visitors in our community, and the revenues that those visitors generate exceeds $3.2 billion annually.
The city's Mike Crum says phase one of the expansion includes a grand southeast entrance, a new coffee shop, and more loading docks. Phase two is set to begin late next year.
A nonprofit in Dallas is hosting families this week to help those who might be struggling to make ends meet to give their kids a Merry Christmas.
Interfaith Family Services runs an annual Christmas store where single moms and kids can pick out presents for each other.
So to be able to go in and pick out those gifts is really special. And while mom is shopping, the children get to go out and pick out a gift for mom.
Kimberly Williams says they want to help families make memories, so they also have arts and crafts and Santa.
Interfaith Family Services has provided housing, help, and hope for homeless families or families families facing homelessness for more than 40 years.
She says they provide rent assistance and transitional housing, combining that with job training and financial classes to try to help families become self-sufficient. From the 24-Hour News Center, Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080 KURLD.
Texas launches a cryptocurrency reserve with a $5 million purchase of Bitcoin. Senate Bill 21 created the state-backed cryptocurrency fund, the objective to diversify reserves. The bill's author, State Senator Charles Schwertner.
The best performing asset of the last 10 years with a 60% cumulative annualized growth rate.
Houston, a University of Houston energy economist, Ed Herz, doesn't think it's a safe investment.
China has banned cryptocurrency because it facilitates criminal activities.
KRLD business analyst David Johnson calls it a wait-and-see investment.
What moves it is just supply and demand. It's like Beanie Babies or something. If a lot of people want to buy it, it goes up in value. If nobody wants to buy it, it goes down in value.
Texas is the first state to purchase Bitcoin for a strategic reserve.
Now, the top three things you need to know.
Get this. The EPA removes any mention of fossil fuels from its online page explaining the causes of climate change. Now, it only mentions natural phenomena. We're following breaking news. Democrats in the House have officially submitted articles of impeachment targeting Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth. Our Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick pitches something called Operation Double Nickel. It's a tax plan that grants senior breaks starting at age 55 instead of 65.
Hear the top three things you need to know every 15 minutes, all day, on News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Hi, this is David Rankin. When I get up in the morning, I rely on the 20-minute morning briefing to get all of the day's essentials. It's chock full of information with no commercials. And for a wrap on the news of the day, join Kristen Diaz and me this afternoon on the KRLD Afternoon News, right here on News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Check in with David Johnson coming up in just a moment. Right now, we kick off our 20-minute morning briefing. I'm Joe Kelly on DFW's only all-news morning show.
I'm John Little. Great to have you along this morning.
And I'm Heather Behrens.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Raise your hand.
As we raise support during KRLD's Raise Your Hand Food Drive, North Texas Food Bank CEO Tricia Cunningham says the scale of local hunger continues to shock even longtime experts. 1 in 6 North Texans and 1 in 5 children, think about that, are food insecure across the 12 counties that they serve.
We have about 744,000 people in those 12 counties based upon the latest data that we have that are considered food insecure. I know that we all love to watch the Dallas Cowboys at AT&T Stadium. That could fill AT&T Stadium 9 times.
Wow. Well, join the effort to fight hunger in North Texas right now. Help us out. You can donate at KRLD.com. North Texas neighbors need your help today. Just $1. Buys 3 meals. So think of the impact you can make. And they just do a tremendous job with 95% of the money that's donated going directly to help those in need. They avoid so many administrative costs. They do it the right way. The KRLD Raise Your Hand Food Drive, stepping in, but we can't do it without you. Again, go to KRLD.com.
And I'm going to challenge you. Let's just try to raise $200 in the next 45 minutes. I think we can do
it. No doubt we can.
Absolutely.
One person could do that.
So, and if you can't donate $200, $5.
That's right.
That's tremendous.
You know, there's a shopping cart there on the page where you can pick out the different things that you want to. And it starts as low as $10 for dry pasta, and then it goes all the way up to $150 for a whole grocery cart for, full of stuff. So you can start anywhere on the low end and work your way up. I bought a couple of things of dry pasta.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Everything helps.
That is awesome. Yeah, and that really does help our neighbors in need and have nutritious meals this holiday season.
724 News Radio 1080 KRLD, the station in DFW for market and business updates. Our KRLD business analyst, David Johnson.
Good morning, all. This is the big day, the one we've been pointing to for the last several weeks, Fed Up Day. Yep, the Federal Reserve has been meeting, and at 1 o'clock we get their announcement, and we parse all those words for changes. And then at 1:30, we really start listening when Jay Powell, the chairman of the Fed, has his news conference. We will listen between the lines. What we're expecting to hear is a lot of dissension among the members, ones who want to keep interest rates steady, ones who want to raise or who want to cut by a half point. They probably will be cutting by a quarter of a point. In anticipation of that, we've been seeing mixed markets. Yesterday, it was really mixed right from the opening bell. The blue chips closed lower. A lot of that was because J.P. Morgan, the big bank, came out and said they were going to have a lot more expenditures and charge-offs from credit cards that they had not expected. So they accounted for a third, maybe half of the loss that we saw in the Dow. Meanwhile, money's pouring into small stocks, the Russell 2000, the ones that really benefit from falling interest rates, these small companies. That average hit a new all-time high during the course of the trading day. Oil capped its biggest two-day drop in nearly a month. It's found its footing today, but not by much, up 12 cents, $58.37. And how about silver? That has doubled this year, up 111%, closed at a new all-time high yesterday. We'll get a fistful of earnings out after the close, but the fact is the real focus is on right at midday, around 1 o'clock, when we hear from the Fed. Gold is down $9.70. Interest rates are up again. In fact, the highest we've seen here in quite a while, 4.2% on the 10-year. If the Dow opened right now, we would be down 8 points, but the NASDAQ would be up 10. The S&P average unchanged. David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
That silver piece is kind of baffling, isn't it?
Well, silver has an industrial use. I mean, it's a collectible, and there's a lot of demand, but it has an industrial use. So does gold. You know, conversely, Bitcoin is down another 0.5% today.
Very interesting. Thank you, David Johnson. 726 on the KRLD Morning News.
All right, we're following the saga in the Grapevine Colleyville School Board, expected to vote today on closing two elementary schools in a cost-saving move. That, of course, we've been telling you on KRLD, it has upset a lot of parents. Adding to the frustration, the school superintendent has resigned recently, too.
Families have been pleading with the board to wait on tonight's decision until they can at least get a new leader in.
I would love to see the school board say, you know what, our community has questions about what's happening. Maybe we should stop and look at this.
Closing these neighborhood schools tears apart that community fabric.
GCISD says that enrollment has dropped by 1,500 students since 2019, costing the district about $11 million in funding. Today's special meeting starts at 4:45 p.m.
That is NBC5's Alana Quillen reporting.
Make it an 11-game point streak for the Dallas Stars.
Haskinen, Jason Robertson, Miro Haskinen, there's a shot, they score. They waited until they got the look they wanted. Robertson with a power play goal, and it's 4-2 Dallas.
Robertson keeps rolling with his team-leading 19th goal, and Mikko Rantanen dishes out 3 assists for the Stars, who beat Winnipeg 4-3.
Essa Lindell, Rupe Hintz, Alex Petrovic, they also score. Casey DeSmith turns away 30 shots. Stars special teams staying red hot with those two power play goals. And then the penalty kill, I mean, they're just not giving anything up. That's 9 straight without allowing a power play goal for the opponent.
The All Local is updated three times a day for the latest news, weather, and traffic. Listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com. Download the Odyssey app or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free, so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.